Lord Jesus, you suffered and died on the cross for our sins. Now Satan is taking from many the only source of love in their lives, their little pets. Please give them courage so they will not commit suicide, but hearken to your voice and the offer of eternal life with their loved ones, their pets in heaven. Amen. So I began this message just speaking to the Lord or Our Lady. I didn't know who was listening at the time. And I said, I just heard about the mandate to kill all pets in China because of COVID. Oh, how terrible. It occurred to me that since they had not been able to rebel against this unjust government, it continues to repress and do the will of Satan to destroy the people. Oh, dear God, please do something. From aborting female babies and now taking away their pets. Oh, Lord, that hits me so hard. Dear God, please do something. Lord, are all these suicides going to hell? Can we not stop this? My heart is breaking for these creatures and how devastated everyone will be. Please speak to me about what it is on your heart and forgive my overreaction to mere animals. And Lord, for so many, that's the only place they receive love. Oh, my precious Chinese believers, my heart cries out for this cruelty against the little ones so dear to your heart. The Blessed Mother began, "This indeed is heartrending and devastating to some. It is the nature of the beast to destroy all hope and all love, stripping mankind down to an obedient, loveless machine to be subservient to the elite. It is truly a heartless call, and many will commit suicide to be with their pets. Mother, please do something to stop this atrocity." She continued, "Pray for the souls of these people that they will finally receive the Lord and cry out to him and not be lost." And so scripture says that you cannot come to the Son unless the Father calls you. So I prayed to the Father. I said, "Oh, Father, only you can call a soul to your Son. Please have mercy on these souls that are so despondent. They do not want to go on living." And Jesus began, "You received a mandate to teach on suicide. Now would be a good timing to put that forth. They really need to hear that. But I have something to say. My precious ones of the Orient, how deeply I grieve for your loss. What is being done is needless killing of innocence that brought you joy. Joy that I intended to touch your heart daily with. My heart is torn asunder by this cruel injustice. I want you to know that Satan is 100% against you and has calculated how many of you he can take to hell by this act. So I am asking you, do not take your own life, because you will be reunited with your loved ones very soon, along with all the female babies that have been torn from your womb. I need you to be sober now and reason with your mind and with my wisdom, which I am giving you. Do not destroy this life I've given you. Rather, unite your sufferings to my passion, which is this week. It's a special time to be remembered. Offer your beloved pets to God in reparation for the scourge of communism and its total annihilation off of the world. This tear in your heart that is most painful can be applied to saving souls and bringing them to heaven. I promise you, they will be with you again very soon. Give your life to me, repent of your sins, and ask me to wash you clean and reestablish you as citizens of heaven. I say reestablish because you are begotten in heaven, coming from the Father, and our desire Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Our desire is to have you back with us for eternity in the most perfect world where love is the rule. There is no death or sickness. You will be the same age I was at my death, 33 years old, for eternity. There is no aging in heaven, and all you've ever wanted to accomplish or do will be made available to you without cost. You will be given tutors and many angels to help you accomplish your dreams. If you do not come to me, you will never see your pets again, because when they die, I take them lovingly into my arms and to the wonderful habitat I have created for them in heaven until you arrive to keep them with you. Please do not throw your life away. Rather, offer it to me in reparation for the sins of the world and unite your sufferings to mine on the cross. In this way, when you are raptured or fall asleep in me, you will immediately be reunited to your precious friends. This is a call to conversion and a call to sacrifice so that this tragedy can be turned into salvation for many souls. Again, Satan has done what is foolish in bringing so much pain upon you because it will work to be his downfall. Trust these words of mine. They are true and reliable. Repent of your sins. Turn to me. Ask forgiveness, and I will make you a citizen of heaven, my own child, where you will soon hold in your arms the joy of your heart. Too long you have labored under the lies of communism. Too long you have been deprived of my great love and affection for you and the many wonders I've created to help you in your journey back to the Father of love from whom you came. Come to me, all of you who are weary and broken, and I will visit you with my rest and comfort.